Hi, and welcome to this podcast on how to set up your two HomePods to be a stereo pair. So at the moment, I've got my iPhone here. I've opened up the Home app on my iPhone, and previously I've already assigned both my HomePods now to the toy room where I'm currently sitting because I wanted to use them as a stereo pair, so they're going to be in the same room. And at the moment, they're across the actual room from me. One is at each end of my little entertainment unit with my TV in the middle. Let me go to the bottom of the screen in the Home app.
Automation.
I'm just going to flick back. Move.
Select HomePod 2, toy room, pause.
So that's HomePod button. 2. Now, I've just called them Actions HomePod available. 1 and HomePod 2 just for the ease of use in the demo. So the HomePod 2, when I do the stereo pair, that's probably going to be the left speaker. And HomePod 1 will be my right speaker. But if I double tap on HomePod 2 at the moment.
HomePod 2, toy room, playing.
I've got that one currently playing classical music. So double tap.
HomePod 2, toy room, paused.
Okay, and if I flick.
HomePod 1, toy room. Okay,
there's button. HomePod 1, if I double tap on that one.
HomePod 1, spin him and he'll press him up to eat. But since the spread of Mixo, he's almost got him
beat. And I don't mind at all if you call me a Mally. HomePod 1, toy room. Let me just try and stop
HomePod
it.
HomePod 1, toy room.
That's a country and western singer in Australia, John Williamson. All right, so I can choose any one of these to form the stereo pair. So I'm going to use number one for the stereo pair. So I'm going to flick up.
Open controls.
So open controls. If I flick up again.
Activate.
I've got activate, default. Which means play it again. So I flick up again.
Open controls.
And double tap on open controls.
HomePod. Toy room HomePod 1. Heading.
And if I flick to the right.
Alarms. Settings. Button.
Double tap on settings.
Setting. Toy room HomePod 1. Heading. Done. HomePod 1, toy room, HomePod, button, HomePod 1, text field, room, toy room, include in favorites, switch button, on, favorite accessories appear in control center and the home tab of this app for quick access. Create stereo pair, ellipsis.
Okay, really hard so far, isn't it? Okay, double tap on stereo pair.
Cancel, button.
Flick to the right.
New group, heading. Stereo pair. Select another HomePod to create a stereo pair. Toy room. Heading. Selected. HomePod 1. Toy room. Off. Button.
Okay, so we know HomePod 1 is selected.
HomePod 2. Toy room. Button.
And that's what we want to do. And if I flick to the right again.
HomePod 2.
We can't go any further. Okay, so double tap on that.
HomePod. Back button.
And if I flick to the right now.
Audio settings. Heading. Identify left HomePod. Button.
So I've got identify left HomePod.
Swap speakers. Button.
We can swap the speakers, so which way are they around?
Identify right HomePod.
Identify button. Right HomePod.
Tap on a HomePod above to identify it and swap them, if needed, so they are assigned to the correct left and right channel.
Okay, so of course when you're playing stereo, you want proper left and right channel. So if I flick back to the left.
Identify right HomePod. Swap speakers. Button. Identify left HomePod.
Okay, and let me just do this now.
Identify left HomePod. Identify left HomePod.
Yep, so that's coming out of my left speaker, and let me do the right one. Flick to the right.
Swap speaker. Identify right HomePod.
Double tap on right HomePod, make sure.
Identify right HomePod.
Yep, that's beautiful. And of course, if I did.
Swap speakers.
Double tap now on swap speaker. I'm going to switch the left and right speakers around if they're not the right way around. So that's actually very good. So let me flick back to left.
Audio back button.
Double tap on back.
Back toy room HomePod. Heading.
Now if I flick to the right.
Done. Button. HomePod. Toy room. Paused. Button.
So now you can see actions that available. The actual toy room is just one speaker system now. So I flick to the right again.
HomePod. Stereo pair. Button.
So that's now saying HomePod stereo pair. And if I keep flicking to the right.
HomePod. Text field. Room. Toy room. Speakers. Button.
And if I double tap on that.
Toy room HomePod.
And back flick button. To the right.
Toy room HomePod. Heading. Toy room. Heading. HomePod 1. Toy room. Off. HomePod 2. Toy room.
Okay,
off.
So I can exactly button. See what speakers are making up that stereo pair.
Home, Tour Room. Just
clicking back to the left.
Tour Room, Home Pod. Back button.
And the reason why you want to might do that is because you might have more than two Home Pods in your home.
Tour Room, Speakers.
And you can check button. Which ones are in the stereo pair. So click to the right settings. Again.
Button.
Let me just flip back to the left.
Speakers.
So that's what we just button. Came back to. Speakers, flip to the right.
Audio settings. Button.
Audio settings. Let me just double tap on that just to remind people what's in there.
Home pod.
Flicking back to the button. Right.
Audio settings. Identify left home pod. Button. Swap speakers. Identify right home pod. Tap on a home pod above to identify it and swap them, if needed, so they are assigned to the correct left and right channel.
Okay, so that's what we went through when we were actually doing the initial stereo pair anyway. So flick back to left.
Tour Room Home Pod. Back button.
Double tap.
Audio settings. Button.
Flicking to the right.
Include in favorites. Switch button. On.
So including favorites is on automatically.
Favorite accessories appear in Control Center and the Home tab of this app for quick access. Music and podcasts. Heading.
And the rest of it's pretty standard sort of stuff. I'm going to leave the app there. So what happens now, if I say the magic words, H-E-Y Siri, it's actually going to start playing the music out of the left and right channels. And in this mode, the two HomePods are together. And what normally happens is the one that you chose to from the primary device, then to join in another stereo pair, is the one that Siri seems to activate on. Because I started with HomePod 1, and then I joined HomePod 2, the HomePod 1 will be the primary one that the HEY Siri command will operate with. And as far as I understand, as of this recording, you can't use them as separate HomePods now. They're in that stereo pair, and that's where they stay. If you want to use them as individual HomePods again, i.e. for multi-room, for example, or just separate HomePods for use with HEY Siri, then you've got to unpair them from the stereo pair. All right, so let's just try this. Hey Siri, play Black Mirror by Sophie Simmons.
Okay, playing Black Mirror by Sophie Simmons.
That bass you're hearing, that's really powerful coming through both of those speakers. I feel like I'm almost feeling it sitting at about 2 meters away. Hey Siri, stop. Okay, all right, so that's the stereo pair. Now, let me show you how you can unpair them. We're still on that top screen. Let me just go back to the top.
Tour Room HomePod.
So we know where we are.
Heading.
So I'm still on Tour Room HomePod.
Done. Button.
And we're on the Done button where I've been setting it up. So what we might actually do is let me just double tap on the Done button.
Add
and we'll just
homes.
Go back to the beginning.
Button.
So let's just imagine I've exited the home app. I've went and used something else. And I want to now turn off that stereo pair and use the HomePods as individual speakers. So I'm going to touch towards the bottom of my home app screen.
13.5 degrees.
That's my temperature on my outdoor weather station at the moment. So I'm going to do a 3-finger flick up to scroll the screen
page
down.
Page 2 of 2.
And I'll do a 4-finger touch on the bottom.
Automation.
And flick room. Back.
Select HomePod. Toy Room. Paused.
Okay,
button.
So now I've only got one item called Toy Room HomePod because that's actually the base speakers. If I double tap on it.
HomePod. Toy Room. Play.
That starts the both stereo, the stereo pair, not both stereo pair, the stereo pair playing.
HomePod.
Okay, so as with the HomePod 1, when I access the controls for it, I'm going to do a flick up with one finger.
Open controls.
Open controls.
HomePod. Stereo pair. Toy Room HomePod. Heading.
Okay, Toy Room. Toy Room stereo pair. Flick to the right.
Alarms. Button. Settings.
And double tap on settings.
Button. Setting. Toy Room HomePod. Heading.
And flick to the right.
Done.
There's our done button. Now I could flick through all the controls such as
HomePod. to a room. HomePod. Stereo pair. HomePod. Tech room. To a room. Speakers. Button. Audio settings. Button.
Okay, et cetera, et cetera. But I know the one that I want is basically right down the bottom. So I'm going to do a four-finger touch on the screen down the bottom.
Ungroup accessories.
And there it is. Ungroup accessories. So you don't have to flick through all the controls. If I flick back to the left.
Accessibility. Button. Location services uses. Location Siri can help. Personal request. Siri voice. Language. English. Sound when using Siri. Switch. Light when using Siri. Touch and hold for Siri. Listen for Hey Siri. Siri. Head. Allow music played. Use listening. Sound check. Allow explicit account. Music and favorite acts. Include in audio settings. Speakers.
Okay. Button. It's going right back towards the top of the screen. So four finger tapping in the bottom.
Ungroup accessories.
I'm going to do ungroup accessories.
Alert. Are you sure you want to ungroup these accessories?
Are you sure you want to ungroup these accessories? Flicking to the right.
Ungroup. Button. Cancel. Button.
And there's a cancel button. So I flick back to the left.
Ungroup.
And double tap on ungroup.
Add and edit homes. Button.
Okay, so if I flick to the right now,
David's home.
We've come out heading. Of that screen, the done, when we had the done button at the top.
Edit.
And add. Now,
Ellen's electric blanket.
I'm actually back to the main screen of my home app. If I do a three-finger scroll up.
Page 3 of 3.
Okay, and I know already it's changed because I've now got three scrollable screens rather than just two. So I'm going to do a four-finger tap to it down the bottom of the screen.
Automation.
Flick back to the left.
Room. Selected. Home. HomePod 2. To a room.
So that's HomePod paused. 2.
HomePod 1.
And HomePod 1. So I've got my HomePods back.
Button.
And I believe this is the actions only way available. At the moment you can switch between the individual HomePods. And if you've then got them as a stereo pair, you've got to go into the app and turn them one way or the other. Stereo pair, or if you like, multi-room speakers. So if I flick to the right.
HomePod 2.
Let's just see what HomePod 2 plays.
Button. HomePod 2. To a room. Playing.
So as you can tell, it's gone back to the original track it was playing, which on the HomePod 2 was classical music.
HomePod 2.
And I'll tap to stop it. I'll flip paused. Back to the left.
HomePod 1. To a room. Paused.
Remember button. I said that HomePod 1
actions available
was the main one that I then added that second HomePod to. So technically and hopefully it should be still playing Black Mirror. So I'm going to double tap on it.
HomePod 1. To a room. Playing.
Yep, that's Black Mirror still. And the sound coming from one HomePod versus two is really, really different. The bass is not as powerful. And you certainly don't get the full sound experience that I was getting with the stereo pair.
HomePod 1, okay, to a room.
Tap to stop it.
Paused.
Just remember that you can also use the multi-room to play to multiple speakers as well. So if I said HEY Siri play everywhere, I could play the music on HomePod 1 or HomePod 2, or if I had them named appropriately, you know, kitchen and or study where I'm currently doing the recording, then those both speakers would play in multi-room, and I could certainly move the music between both of those speakers if I wanted the music to follow me around between the different rooms of the house if I had more than one speaker. And I'll do that in another demo. So just keep in mind, multi-room is multi-room for a single speaker or speakers around your house. Stereo is where you want to enjoy that left and right stereo balance when you're sitting in the perfect spot to enjoy left-right stereo channel type music, as opposed to the multi-room experience with one speaker or multiple speakers. But anyway, that'll do me for this demo, switching between multi-room to stereo speaker mode with two speakers and back again. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.